This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, Rozgar Mela functions will be held at 4 locations: Lucknow, Varanasi, Gorakhpur and Bareilly. Union ministers will attend these functions, and after the address of Prime Minister, they will hand over the joining letters to the candidates. Union Minister Jitin Prasad will be in Lucknow to attend the Rozgar Mela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today, on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes a Panchakarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startup incubation center, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. The Prime Minister will launch the YouWin portal. It will benefit pregnant women and infants by fully digitalizing the vaccination process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join the event of 9th Ayurveda Day celebrations at AIIMS New Delhi via video conferencing today and inaugurate several cutting-edge facilities. These include National-level Research and Referral Institute for Dental Sciences, AIIMS New Delhi and Central Sterile Supply Department at Masjid Mote Campus and Jan Aushadhi Outlet at Masjid Mote Campus. Lok Sabha MP Basuri Swaraj will head the program along with secretary, additional secretaries and joint secretaries of the Union Health Ministry at AIIMS New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch many healthcare sector projects in Uttar Pradesh through video conferencing. These include drone services in 11 health institutions. Mr. Modi will also launch AIIMS in Rai Bareilly district and Ayush Excellence Center in Lucknow. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a 100-bed ESI hospital to be built at a cost of 150 crore rupees at Meerut and will launch many healthcare facilities at AIIMS Gorakhpur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The Run for Unity is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "This unity run is not just a resolution for the unity of India. Now the unity run has also become a resolution for a Vikasit Bharat." Remembering the contributions of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, Mr. Shah said Sardar Patel played a pivotal role in unifying the diverse princely states to form a united nation. In Maharashtra, filing of nominations for single-phase assembly polls will end today. The scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. Voting for all 288 seats will be held on 20th November. The filing of nominations will end today for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 20th of November. In women's cricket, India will face New Zealand in the third and final one-day international match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led squad will aim to put their best as the three-match series is currently levelled with one each. The opening match of the series was clinched by Women in Blue, while the visitors jumped back in the second match by registering a 76-run victory over the hosts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.